Task 3. In this section, you are going to hear an account of two different trips. Your task will be to choose the correct answer and write its letter into the box on the right. First, you will have some time to study the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in three sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. At the end, you will have some more time to check your answers. Start studying the task in your booklet now. Now listen to the whole recording.
The journey, which to one traveller may seem commonplace, can challenge another.
One of my most memorable trips was walking parts of the Pembrokeshire coastal footpath with a friend. That was great because you got lots of different experiences. I got sea, I got rough walking country, lots of sea animals and birds around. Wonderful long flat beaches with very, very good sand, and you can just walk for miles and miles and miles and not come across very many people. The sea, clean, fresh, wonderful sounding, particularly if we're right at the top of a cliff. And it was beautiful autumn weather, so we had sunshine too. And it was just incredible.
We got to Paris and it was quite late at night, and we found a hotel in the sort of seedy part of town in the 18th district, which was fairly dominated by Arab shops and crummy dwellings. And we found a terrible hotel, which was very smelly. And we went into this place and the sheets were slightly damp and the blankets were slightly damp, and it didn't augur well really for the start of a holiday. And just arriving at our room, there were no lights on the landing, and we were laden down with rucksacks, and my friend actually fell headfirst down the flight of stairs in the darkness. And that made a right clatter, and I thought that was the end of our holiday, actually, because first day, a massive disaster. I picked my way down this staircase, wondering what I was going to find at the bottom. He was sort of semi-conscious, but obviously not completely out of it. A couple of doors opened just along the corridor. Obviously, people were looking out, see what had happened, and they went back in pretty rapidly, seeing two Englishmen crouched at the bottom of a flight of stairs, one obviously in no fit state.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in three shorter sections.
The journey, which to one traveller may seem commonplace, can challenge another.
One of my most memorable trips was walking parts of the Pembrokeshire coastal footpath with a friend. That was great because you got lots of different experiences. I got sea, I got rough walking country, lots of sea animals and birds around, wonderful long flat beaches with very, very good sand, and you can just walk for miles and miles and miles and not come across very many people. The sea, clean, fresh, wonderful sounding, particularly if we're right at the top of a cliff. And it was beautiful autumn weather, so we had sunshine too, and it was just incredible.
We got to Paris and it was quite late at night, and we found a hotel in the sort of seedy part of town in the 18th district, which was fairly dominated by Arab shops and crummy dwellings. And we found a terrible hotel, which was very smelly, and that we went into this place and the sheets were slightly damp and the blankets were slightly damp, and it didn't augur well really for the start of a holiday. And just arriving at our room, there were no lights on the landing, and we were laden down with rucksacks, and my friend actually fell headfirst down the flight of stairs in the darkness. And that made a right clatter, and I thought that was the end of our holiday, actually, because first day, a massive disaster. I picked my way down this staircase, wondering what I was going to find at the bottom. He was sort of semi-conscious, but obviously not completely out of it. A couple of doors opened just along the corridor. Obviously people were looking out to see what had happened, and they went back in pretty rapidly, seeing two Englishmen crouched at the bottom of a flight of stairs, one obviously in no fit state.
This is the end of task 3.